nods and shrugs. He smiles again, mouth closed. Although, two small dimples appear on his cheeks this time. The skin is covered by dark stubble. I wonder if he is the kind of man who is always bearded, even just after shaving. I follow the contours of his face, from those dimples to his high cheekbones, and finally, up to his eyes. They are still waiting for a reply. "That's right," I answer. "It's just the way things are."
"Yes,"
he says.
"We've all been there."
I nod slowly, after which I cast a glance over the new pile of papers, which demanded my attention before lunch.
"Nice boots,"
he says, and points while slowly moving away. I glimpse a cocky smile before he turns the corner and disappears from my view. A few seconds later, I drag the pile towards me and begin the day's tasks. It is only when the others head to lunch that I look up from the stack of assignments. I usually eat lunch at my desk. That's the way it has become since the company landed the big case. There have been things that needed editing, transcribing, and sending. As an intern, that's all my job. Despite the fact that not all of the tasks are equally exciting, I am still pleased to be a part of the department. I listen carefully when some of the experienced lawyers walk by my desk, engrossed in conversation. Sometimes, they use words or phrases about a case, or just in general, which I take note of. And sometimes, I imagine it is myself who has gotten so far. But right now, it is me, who sits in front of the computer screen, slaving away during my lunch break. I can't wait to graduate. An email marked "urgent" pops up from him, the same man who gave me the stack of papers this very morning. I smile and instantly think of the dimples and chin stubble. He typically emails late in the day when things have settled.
"Hey, gorgeous. I'd like to fuck you in those boots. 16:30. M."
It's 10 minutes time, so I quickly send a reply. "I'll be ready." 10 minutes later, I walk slowly down the hallway. I sense the everyone's glances, as though they know where I am going. My cheeks flush, but I look up from my feet and walk confidently towards the disability/family restroom. I lock the door behind me, undress, and wait for him. It isn't long before I hear his footsteps out in the hall, followed by a gentle knock on the door. I open the door, and he immediately locks lips with me and forces me up against the wall. "The door," I say, pointing as I return his kiss. He turns around, closes and locks the door, and then looks me up and down. My clothes are in a heap on the sink in the corner, but I have kept my snakeskin boots on. I put my hand on my hip and let him regard every inch of me. I spread my legs slightly, flip my hair to one side, and catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. My long hair covers one breast. I can see the bulge in his tight suit trousers growing. I move towards him, but he holds up a hand and tells me to stay where I am. He then pulls out his cock, looking at me as he masturbates. I cup my breast, fondling and licking them. His neck flushes crimson. I move closer to him, slowly as to emphasize the sound of my heels. I stop 3 feet from him and start sucking on my fingers. The vein in his throat becomes visible. I suck loudly. A ding from the elevator further down the hall. I swallow hard when I think about how the others are walking about in oblivion on the other side of the bathroom door. I wet my finger and find its way down between my legs. I ponder whether the others in my department are wondering where I am. I gently touch myself, and my stomach shivers. I gasp and lean my head back. I sense him gliding his hand faster up and down his cock. I catch his eye and move closer, gripping his hand, guiding it downward. "Feel me," I say. He leans forward, spreads my moistened labia lips, and inserts a couple of fingers into my pussy. I moan loudly. My legs are shaking beneath me, and I can feel them giving way.